This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And
positive, Jeff. I thought it was
Dano,
very
seem to be a big hit. Up there on the X, we got some reaction.
Yeah, our X match is powered by Shabbat Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And you can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads, like Martin does here. Jeff, FYI, according to his math, it's more like 13.6% of the way through the season.
Oh. Maybe I looked at the calculator a little too quickly.
Why don't you check out your calculator while I tell you this? Jonathan Peterlin. We'll host our playoff postgame shows against Orlando tonight and our entire station gearing up for the NFL draft. Download the Odyssey app today and listen to our coverage on your smart speakers or wherever you are.
Okay. 13.6. Well, I thought, good for them. They have the best record in baseball. Jim's in Strongsville. James.
How are you? I love you guys. Jeff, your negativity around this team is grinding on me. Every time you say something nice about the Guardians, it's always a backhanded slap at them, like, well, you know, if, or why shouldn't it? You're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Please just be happy. And then today, like, you're just mocking them.
Oh, Jim, that wasn't mocking at all. It was actually praising them.
Again, backhanded.
Maybe your head is in a negative spot, but we were singing their praises.
We were praising them. We're like, man, I wish the season could be over after 13 points.
I guess I'm just jaded by listening to – but listen,
they're doing a great job with a team that I don't think is that good. And that means maybe that team's actually really pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I agree with that they're not that good. I mean,
exactly. That's the point. They're showing everybody that they're playing pretty good baseball right now.
I mean, they paid some of these guys, and they had off years last year. It's not that big a stretch. Look, your best player isn't even playing that well right now. Jose Ramirez hasn't gotten it going.
Jim, don't be negative.
That's positive.
No, actually, you're being kind of negative about him.
You're picking on Jose, Jim.
Yeah, what's up, man?
See, we're not allowed to make realistic comments, but you are? Come on, man.
Now you're red-penning me.
Andy,
I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain.
Andy, what color is this pen?
I don't have my glasses on, so it must be red.
It's blue. Hey, Jim, in all seriousness, team's doing a really nice job, and Steven Vogt's making it work so far, right?
I'm just happy. I love it. I can't watch him, but I'm happy. Bally's wants me to pay for a premium membership. I'm like, what? I don't understand that. Don't even get me started.
It'll all be better when everything's back on over the air for free.
I'll tell you what.
Everyone's running out getting an antenna.
Jim, just listen to us and leave your negative thought out because Andy and I have been nothing but positive.
Today.
If I listen to you, I'm going to end up jumping off a cliff. Come on.
Goodbye.
We don't have a lot of cliffs here, so we're okay.
No.
We're in California. Okay. Moving right along.
Have we been negative about the Guardians?
I didn't think we were negative.
I think we've been nothing but positive about these guys.
I rarely do this. Hody, have we been negative about the Guardians? I thought we've been pretty positive.
I don't think so at all.
Okay. My biggest concern with the Guardians is I just want to see a bigger sample size against some other teams. They have no control over who they've been playing, so I want to see them play a couple other teams, and let's see what the numbers look like then. And then also, I mean...
They're not going to... Andy, I will guarantee you, okay? They will not have the best record in baseball. That's not going to last. But guess what?
You know what? If
it doesn't have to.
No, they don't. They're in the
Central.
They
have to have the best record in the Central. That's all they have to have. And what I've seen so far makes me think that they have a chance to do that. Really does. Dan's in Shaker Heights. Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Hey, question for you, because I was at the game yesterday, and I'm going tomorrow as well. And I know that Willie B's batting average isn't quite where you'd want it to be, but it just seems like he keeps coming up in big spots. And my question for you guys, and then I'll hang up and hear your answer off the air, is he making it really difficult to, when they bring up DeLauder and some of these guys, is he making a pretty good case for him to be not the guy that they send down?
Dan, that's an interesting question, and I would think yes. If you happen to hear our first 13.5% of the season awards, I think that guy's going to be Roman Laureano. And
yeah,
Andy disagrees, and Andy's point might be real valid. And it's because he has he's a veteran who does have a track record, and
right,
he has a history with Stephen Vogt. Those, you can't hide those two facts. But I think Brennan has quietly kind of started to establish himself as a more than competent major league outfielder.
And
I wonder if he's capable of more. I just wonder about that. I don't think he'll be the guy who gets sent out.
And Manzardo got hot this weekend. Jeff and I were talking about.
Manzardo's not playing out.
Three homers this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I watch the game and I look for intangibles, and maybe that's because I want to see the good in everything and everybody. But I watched the way that he rounded the bases yesterday after that home run, and it just seems like he's melded into this team guy and just fits the culture of fun, crazy baseball like what Naylor does. And I don't know if maybe, you know, that's the chicken or the egg sort of thing. Has he become a product of how fun it is for these guys to hit dingers and round second, look into the dugout and do that like Mario jump that he does? But he's just so much fun. And when he's playing well and gets those hits in big-time situations, I can't help but love the guy.
Dan, thank you very much. There's a thought that pro athletes have told me, Andy, in the past. And now take this the right way. If you've reached... If you've reached the majors, if you've reached the NFL, if you've reached the NBA, the NHL, you're really good.
Okay? Yeah.
Anybody... Like, you'll hear people yell, you know, you're a bum at somebody who's...
I laugh at that. Every time I know.
It's like, these guys were the best guys all along. And if you're playing at the highest level of any of those sports, you're really good. However, I've had pro athletes tell me, and more than one have used this expression, he's just a guy. And to me, that means this. Okay, you're good enough to make the majors, but are you good enough to be a real impactful guy at whatever, you know, whatever sport you're playing? Right now, Dan, I think, and not you, Dan, the caller. Right now, I think Will Brennan is just a guy. And my hope is he becomes more than just a guy. But keep this in mind. Most teams are made up with nothing but guys who are just a guy. I mean, there are 26 players on a Major League Baseball roster. Most of them are just guys.
Right.
Right? That are good enough to play in the major leagues. There's the caveat. You're good enough to play in the major leagues. Can you become more than that? Can you become what Josh Naylor was just a guy. When they got him from the Padres, he was a first-round pick. But, okay, well, can you show us what you can do? Well, yes, now I'm showing you what I can do, and I have for some time.
And I'm more than just a guy.
He's more than just a guy.
Right.
And Jose Ramirez, when Jose came up, Jose's playing left field. He's playing second base. He's at short. He's at third. He was just a guy until he wasn't. And that's what I hope Will Brennan can become. More than just a guy.
Yeah, you have to make us notice you. I think that's the best way to
be impactful for your team.
I mean, every once in a while you get a guy.
Impactful.
You get a guy, though, you know is going to be the guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know that this team.
Is that fair? Just a guy?
Yeah,
because that's not an insult to anybody.
No, not look. If you made it, you're
a stud.
But the thing is, your entire life you've been more than just a guy.
Absolutely.
Now, if you can be more than just a guy at the pro level, that's a difference.
Yeah. That's the creme de la creme. If you're able to pull that off, and my hope is that Brennan can do that. Right now, I think the outfield is full of guys who are just a guy, except for Stephen Kwan.
Yeah,
I'm hoping Florial can become a real player, you know, a guy who you
I don't know if that's the right way to put it though. He is a real player.
I was going to rephrase that this way. I want guys who you want to have in the lineup for 140 games. You know what I mean? It's like this guy gives us a chance and we're going to make sure he gets 140, 150 games. Well, Stephen Kwan will. Who else in the outfield will?
I can't tell you.
I can't either.
And that's what I want. And that guy might be sitting in Columbus right now.
Well, maybe.
Or in Akron.
But that won't happen this year for either one of those guys. You know, the one thing, I was going to create another award, but.
What was it?
It was going to be something along the lines of, hey, too bad for you because what's happened here at the majors has really, you know, taken the spotlight off you award.
Oh, that would have been negative.
It might have been, but that's positive for the team, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, has anybody asked lately, and you and I both know because we pay attention, Kyle Manzardo is hitting .308. He got hot.
Yeah, this weekend.
He's playing well. Great.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, does it? Because the team is 16-6, and they're winning while he is doing
It's really hard not to keep your eye on him.
Excuse me, though. Whatever it is, the front office decided they want him to do at AAA, he's doing it. Well, the team is winning without him. Okay, well, that's a win-win all the way around, for some reason, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you need depth.
And that guy finally comes up, where are you going to play him?
You'll figure it out. You will figure it out. If Tyler Freeman can play center field, you'll figure it out.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Do you agree with what I'm saying? You've got to find if somebody can hit, you've got to find a place for him.
And if you're deficient
in the outfield, in offense, you will find
One of my favorite outfielders of all time, defensively, now talks a lot of Guardians baseball. Rick Manning, pull these guys aside. Pull Kyle Manzardo aside. Give him private outfield lessons and turn him into an outfielder. Because I want Josh Naylor at first base or DH. And I don't want Josh
just at DH.
How hard is
that transition? I mean, let's be honest. How hard is that transition?
I think it's difficult, Andy. I do. I do. If you're not like a natural athlete, like a shortstop, I think it can be challenging.
I don't. I think it's probably in all of sports.
And that's a lot of ground to cover out there, man. You just can't put somebody out there and wish them luck.
Yeah, but most of these guys, I mean, most of them aren't slow. And Manzardo's not exactly.
Well, no, that's true.
Manzardo doesn't look like your Boog Pauls of the world.
Well, I mean,
he's in decent shape.
That's
good shape.
True. Angel Gray had to push back by 20 minutes.
Oh, she did.
So Angel, who works for ESPN, did sidelines on the Cavs Magic game. Our buddy is going to join us at 1:20. Game two tonight for the Cavaliers. Can they repeat game one? And I don't mean a win. I mean formula. And do they have to? Andy and I have thoughts on that next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.